about you, but that means something. Amen. Grateful to God, safe in his arms. We are grateful to God for how God has been so gracious to us all service long. Our young people have led us so wonderfully in worship, have sung. Our worship leader and her, you act like you're trying to take one of our jobs. Amen, somebody? We thank God just for how the Lord is moving in such a wonderful way here at Community of Hope. If you would turn with me to James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. I want to thank God for everyone who kept me in your prayers this week as we were down in Florida assisting and working and getting out the vote and empowering our folks down there in Florida. We're grateful to God. Governor's race in Florida, Brother Andrew Gillum. I don't know about y'all, but he had the quotable quote for the week. Said, I'm not necessarily saying you're racist, but the racists think you are racist, Mr. President. I'm sorry, I added to Mr. President. Amen, somebody. James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. So thank you for keeping me in your prayers. This will be a busy week. Please make sure to get your children on out here to Hope Fall Fest on this Wednesday. Please don't dress your children up as goblins and demons. You don't need your children acting like no goblins or no demons. Amen? Amen. Dress them up like something you want them to be. Superhero, black history figure, mentor, mentee, but blessed mentor, but blessed to be a blessing. James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. It reads in the New International Version is this: if anyone among you in trouble, let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Y'all know in the King James, the prayer, effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous person availeth much. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. I ask that you would focus with me on scripture, that last part of verse 16 says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Join me in a word of prayer as we share on the sermon subject today. Prayer is my superpower. Prayer is my superpower. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you, God, for your power. Now, God, we come asking that you, God, would grab a hold of this, your humble servant. Speak to me and through me. Send a preacher, God. Send the Holy Ghost. Save, heal, deliver. Set the captive free. And we'll be sure to give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer is your superpower. So you know Halloween is coming up. Halloween is coming up. And I just talked about some of the things you can dress your child up as. Here we don't celebrate Halloween. We have a Hope Fall Festival, a time in which we come together because we ain't got no demons up in here. We ain't got no goblins up in here. And any demons come up in here, we usually run them out. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so one of the things I remember, especially being young, during Halloween or during that season, is that when you were trying to figure out what your costume would be. And one of the things I used to like, because I like comic books, is I always wanted to be a superhero. And as you wanted to be a superhero, wouldn't want to be a whack superhero, amen, somebody, but you wanted to be your favorite superhero, amen, somebody. In other words, you wanted to be the superhero that you felt was the biggest and the baddest. I was an X-Men fan. I used to get the subscription to the X-Men comic books. Y'all don't know about comic book subscriptions no more, amen, somebody. Comic book came once a month in the mail, amen, and we used to wait around for the comic book to come, X-Men fan. And so my favorite X-Men was Wolverine. There will always be an argument at school about who was the strongest, the biggest, and the baddest superhero. Who was the biggest and the baddest superhero? Who could beat who? Amen, somebody? Could Batman beat Superman? Or could Wolverine be able to beat whoever? And so there was always conversation. And I came to realize in the midst of it all that there were two conversations. One would be, what was your favorite superhero and who was the best superhero? But the second conversation that usually came out of those conversations where somebody would ask you, if you had superpowers, what would you want your powers to be? Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you had superpowers, what would you want your superpowers to be? And oftentimes, we made something like, I want to be invisibility for my superpower because folks couldn't see me. But then somebody would say, yeah, but then such and such could use the sonar power and they could be able to use radar to see where you were and be able to beat you. And so that's not the best superpower. I want to have the super strength because I want to be like Superman, the super strength because nobody could beat me. And they say, yeah, but all you got to do is find some kryptonite and then you're going to be in trouble. Some people would say there's all kinds of different superheroes they wanted to be. And I've come by to ask somebody today, in your grown and your youthful self, what do you want your superpower to be? As I go along a little bit older, I used to think I wanted it to be invisibility. I used to think I wanted it to be super strength. But now I've come to realize that prayer is my superpower. That the truth be told, I've come to understand that when you look at the scripture talks about that prayer is powerful and effective. And what I learned about superpowers is you didn't just want a powerful superpower, you wanted an effective superpower. And so if you can have something that's both powerful and effective, then you can be a bad superhero. Turn to your neighbor and say, shut your mouth. Amen, somebody. You can be a bad superhero. And so I believe in this scripture. I believe in this scripture. And it's Youth Sunday, so I ain't got to preach long. Turn to somebody and say, it ain't going to be long. Amen. I ain't got to preach long. I can preach it real quick because the young people are here. I got three things I want to share with you about prayer being your superpower, and I'm going to be up out of here. The first thing I want to share with you is that prayer beats trouble. Turn to your neighbor and say, my arch nemesis has been trouble all my life. But I've come by to let you know that prayer, what? Beats trouble. You don't believe me? The scripture says in the top end of it, it says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. And I believe one of the challenges for too many of us is that when we get in trouble, we're not praying. We spend too much time talking about what we in. We spend too much time running to other people and crying on their shoulder. We spend too much time having pity parties about our trouble. But the Bible says, if you in trouble, what? You need to pray. In her book, I Prayed Now, what? Reverend Dr. Barbara Williams Skinner writes in the chapter, Lord, Teach Me to Pray. And this is her exact word. Says, as we bury Tom, this is her husband, I realize that I would not survive emotionally without making prayer the foundation of my life. That you've got to understand that trouble comes to all of us, that rough times come to all of us. One of the challenges in the Christian church is we've caused you all to believe that just because you get saved, everything's going to be all right in your life, that every day is going to be happy, happy, and howdy, howdy, and zippity-doo-dah-lane. But does everybody understand it rains on the just and the unjust, and trouble will come to everybody sometimes. Your issue is not if trouble's going to come. Your issue is, are you ready for trouble when trouble comes? And I've come by to talk to somebody today and to let you know that when prayer is your superpower, Lord, have mercy. prayer beats trouble. That's why I like the old saints. The old saints would say, have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about what? Your trouble. He'll hear your faintest cry and answer by and by. Turn to your neighbor and say, that prayer can be trouble. Prayer can be trouble. That you can't sit there and stay so stuck in your trouble that you forget how to pray. You can't sit there and you can't beat trouble with trouble. You can't beat trouble with trouble. Too many of us are trying to fight trouble with trouble. That we trying to beat trouble with the things of the world, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're powerful and mighty to the bringing down of strongholds. That prayer beats trouble. Turn to your neighbor and say, prayer beats trouble. Every time, every single time. I'm not talking about once in a while. You find yourself in trouble, you need to find yourself on your knees. You find yourself in trouble, you need to find yourself saying, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. How do you know you got to reach out to God in trouble? Because the Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, pray about it and watch God work. And when you learn it, prayer beats trouble, then you understand that trouble don't last always. Your trouble's got an expiration date, and it's connected to your prayers. I wish I had somebody up in here that knew that I don't care what I'm going through. Trouble don't last always. Somebody shout it, don't last always. Trouble don't last always. One of the first things is that prayer beats trouble. But the second thing I told you, I'm going to be quick, is that prayer beats sickness. Ah, God have mercy. Prayer beats sickness. Prayer beats trouble. And prayer beats sickness. What do you mean, Reverend? Well, if you look at the scripture, it says, is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Lord will raise them up. Let me help you. Let me help you here, because I'm going to let you know how we pray here. Amen, somebody? If you sick and you want me to pray for you, I'm praying the prayer of faith. Amen, somebody? I'm praying God heal their body in the name of Jesus. In other words, I'm not going to pray over you. That's not the time in your sick room that I'm going to say, God, let your will be done. In the sick room, I'm praying the prayer of faith, believing God wants you as well as I want you. If I got anybody up in here, then no, I'm not giving no caveat to my prayers when I'm praying up over you. I'm not saying God heal their body, but then give myself the escape hatch, but not my will, but your will. God, do what you want to do. Not in this situation. God, grab a hold of my loved one, and I'm believing by faith that you'll heal their body. Now, God can do whatever God wants to do, but if God asking me what I want, I'm asking God by faith to heal your body. Why? Because prayer beats sickness. The Bible says, if they're sick among you, bring them to the elders. Let them lay hands over them. Anoint them with oil. Pray the prayer of faith, and they shall get well. That's why you ain't got no business going to the hospital for any kind of procedure and not letting us know so we can cover you in prayer. I don't care if it's a root canal. You need to give us a call and say, I'm going to the root canal, doctor. Can you pray for me? Because we're believing that God can touch the dentist, the oral surgeon, and be anointed in his hands. Is there anybody up in here that knows what prayer can do? Is there anybody up in here has a testimony? I can look around this room and see some folks that I met you when you were sick, and we prayed over you, and God healed your body. I seen you in the hospital room. I seen you with the bad diagnosis. I seen all kinds of folks up in here many years ago, and the doctor didn't know what to do, but I know another doctor, and his name is Jesus, and we talked to him and said, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their body, and every bit of disease got to go. Somebody in here, you may be sick right now. In Jesus' name, healing and wholeness, and by Christ's stripes, we believe healing. for your body. Somebody give God glory. If you know God's a healer, somebody give God praise. If you believe that God can do it, somebody give God a shout. If you know that God can work it out, somebody magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I want to stop right there, Reverend Bill. But in this season, I got to tell you, the third thing is that prayer beats sin. I said prayer beats sin. Scripture goes on to say that the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Lord, have mercy. Goes on to say, therefore, confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other. You may be healed. Prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Reverend Bill, what messed me up about this scripture, what I had not paid attention to in this scripture, is that when the scripture talks about prayer beating sin, it then closes out by saying, my brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. What got me, Dr. Skinner, about this scripture is here you have this scripture talking about healing. Here you have this scripture talking about trouble. Here you have this scripture at the end talking about bringing folks back from sin. Oh, but right in the middle of it, when it talked about prayer being powerful and effective, it referenced Elijah. Elijah, the prophet, it said, was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Hallelujah. Our healing right there. Hallelujah. Healing right there. Hallelujah. Healing right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her praise him. Healing right there. Hallelujah. Healing right there. Hallelujah. Healing right there. Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody that could help us help her. Healing right there. Hallelujah. I need you to connect your prayer of faith with my prayer of faith. Healing right now in the name of Jesus. Healing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Healing right now in Jesus' name. Healing right now in Jesus' name. Bible says if they are sick among you, bring them to the elders. Let the elders, I need a brother right here. Let the elders pray a prayer of faith over them. Anoint them with oil. In the name, Lord Jesus, we speak the scripture to you that thou shalt be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Healing physically, healing emotionally, healing mentally. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, somebody give God some glory in the house today. If you're sick in your body, make your way to the altar. If you're sick in your body, if you've got a healing need in your body, make your way to the altar. If you've got a healing need in your body, make your way to the altar. If you're depressed, make your way to the altar. You feeling some kind, make your way to the altar. But I don't need you to come to the altar with a pity party. I need you to come to the altar with a praise on your lips. I need you to come to the altar with a hallelujah. I need you to come to the altar with a thank you, Jesus. I need you to come to the altar with the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Jesus will fix it for you.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will. I said, Jesus. Matter of fact, not just if you got to need a healing, if you in trouble, make your way to the altar.
If you're in trouble, or if you need a healing, make your way to the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of my ministers who are ordained elders, all of my staff who are elders, get up here real quick. My elders on staff. My elders. My elders. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, listen, listen. Listen. For somebody, your breakthrough is on the other side of this moment. I need you to forget everything and focus on God in this moment. Forget everything. And forget who's around you. Forget what's on the... Forget everything. And just focus on God in this moment. And make your request known unto God. That whatever your prayer need is, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, I'm telling you, there's power at this altar. There's power. There's healing at this altar. There's deliverance at this altar. But right now, I need you to pray to God for yourself. I need you to pray to God for yourself. And as you pray, I want you to pray till you feel like you got a release. I want you to pray till you feel like God said yes. I want you to pray until you feel like God is turning it around. And then when you feel the release, I want you to give God glory like you've never given God glory before. I want you to give God praise like you've never given God praise before. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Touch sick bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Heal the sick right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know every bit of trouble in this place. But God, we believe, God, that prayer and you defeat trouble. God, in Jesus' name, we pray right now that trouble won't last always. And we believe in God, you shall hop up in the midst of a bad situation and show the bad situation that you are greater than their situation. God, in Jesus' name, grab a hold of this person. Grab a hold of this member. Grab a hold of this loved one and let them know everything is going to be all right. Not something, but everything is going to be all right. God, touch them in their heart and let them know in the name, Lord Jesus, you've got it taken care of. Move God in this situation. In the name. Now, come on, somebody give God praise in the house today. Come on, somebody give God glory in the house today. Come on, somebody magnify the Lord in the house today. Come on, come on. I need y'all to raise the volume. I need y'all to turn it up. I need y'all to praise him like you believe it. I need y'all to praise him like you know it. I need you to give. Hallelujah. 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 Abel, shout out a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My soul says, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
your hands to the Lord all over the house. Lift your hands to the Lord all over the house. You can keep saying thank you. You can keep talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody, you need to push. My father preached a sermon a long time ago, pray until something happens. Somebody, you need to push. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we praise 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 you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All over the house, everyone.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, keep singing that there. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My sister, the word.
Hallelujah.
Lord shared with me for that sister, today is her day of coronation. I wanted to share the word God had for her while I was there, but because of the speakers, the feedback wouldn't let me with the microphone because I was in the direct path of the speaker. I didn't understand why God wouldn't let that initial word be shared publicly. But then God reminded me when I watched the show called The Queen, that when they do the coronation, that a part of the coronation isn't for the public. There's a part that happens that's private, and then there's a part that happens that's public. And for all that God had me to share with that sister, the public part is that she has just officially shifted into a new season in her life in which she will fully walk in what it means to be the queen God has called her to be. Come on, somebody give God some praise in the house today. I want to pray for all of you right now. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, God, for what you've done in this house today. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you, God, for your hand. Now, God, in Jesus' name, we ask, God, that you would wrap your arms around these, your people, and cement what you've done at this altar. We thank you, God. When they go home, trouble is already going to have ran away. Now, God, help them not to run back after trouble. If trouble ghosts them and stops calling, help them not to try to call trouble back. In the name of Jesus. If trouble all of a sudden out the blue blocks them on Instagram, help them not to set up a dummy account to see what trouble is doing. But God, in the name, Lord Jesus, help them to walk and talk and live in the freeness of this moment, healed, set free, delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you received that, come on, give God some praise in the house today. If you received that, don't move yet, don't move yet, don't move yet, don't move yet. Stand all over the church, stand all over the church, all that are able, stand all over the church, all that are able. Is somebody here who needs to get saved? Is somebody here who needs a church home? Someone here who needs to get saved?